Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Former Māori Development and Broadcasting Minister Willie Jackson says his successor's comments about Māori media are stupid. Tamapōtaka told Whakaata Māori it's time for Māori to start looking at how to fully fund and back themselves without the support of the government. Mr. Jackson says Pākehā media enjoyed taxpayer support for generations, while Māori had to fight for years through the Waitangi Tribunal and courts and all the way to the Privy Council to confirm to the Crown it had a treaty obligation to support te reo Māori, and broadcasting was an essential part of that.
That's just nonsense, rubbish talk, from someone who should know a hell of a lot better, given his background and his education. We can't fund ourselves. In 50 years' time, maybe, then we can look at that. But you have to apply the funding and resourcing equitably, and that has not happened in our lifetimes.
Willie Jackson says when Māori broadcasting has had a proportional amount of funding to all that mainstream public media has received, then Tamapōtaka can talk about self-funded Māori media. Former Mana Motuhake and Alliance leader Sandra Lee Virko says Māori need to be the resistance in responding to the agenda laid out in the government's 100-day plan. She says the policies rammed through are disastrous in every sector, in health, education, justice, and especially the environment. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon comes into government with little parliamentary experience, and he and his coalition partners are about to get some strong lessons on the difference between theory and practice.
The so-called law and order government that wants to put our young ones in boot camps. When you take away school lunches from New Zealand's poorest, many of them are young ones, do you think when they're really hungry they're going to be able to resist the temptation of sneaking something at the local dairy in order to have something to eat at lunchtime? They are creating and exacerbating all of the scenarios that they claim they want to change.
A new service for people who experienced abuse in care has been officially launched. The Survivors Experience Service comes out of a recommendation from the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care. Executive Director Kyle McDiarmid says it's a forum to help people who were abused understand their past and to provide an opportunity to continue their healing journey. It will offer short-term support for people to help them share their experiences before, during and after sessions, with referrals to other support services where needed. The service is survivor-led and is guided by an independent board, including survivors of abuse and care from diverse backgrounds. Survivors and whānau can call 0800 456 090, email contact at survivorexperiences.govt.nz or text 8328 to speak with a person from the service.
And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Tūrou!